This room contains a series of so-called matter paintings by Spanish artists who breathed new life into the panorama of Spanish art during the post-war period. Antoni Tàpies, Antonio Saura, Manolo Millares, and Eduardo Chillida followed the path blazed by Joan Miró and the informalist movement that developed in Paris during the 1950s. They experimented with the physicality of their materials, giving them shape and form, and employing a rudimentary language of signs, rips, and incisions. Although these artists were living under Franco's dictatorship during the 1950s, the regime wanted to present an image of modernity to the world, so it tolerated the artists' activities and allowed them to exhibit their work abroad. One such occasion was the Venice Biennale of 1958, when works by artists such as these were exhibited in the Spanish Pavilion. However, the artists continued to use their art and their militancy to campaign against the harsh conservatism of the regime. Moreover, all of these artists had links to France. They lived there for periods and were supported by French galleries and the informalist art critic Michel Tapie.
Antoni Tàpies drew inspiration not only from Eastern schools of thought, but also from his immediate surroundings. In the mid-1950s, his investigations in the field of matter art resulted in the development of mixtures of glue, sand, marble dust, pigments, and oil paint, into which he then made incisions in order to create his informalist motifs.
Antonio Saura was renowned for painting almost exclusively in black and developed a host of tormented works that oscillated between abstraction and figuration in an attempt to express the tragedies suffered by his native Spain. He produced his paintings in series and usually in relation to classical themes, such as portraits, nudes, or crucifixions, all of which he subjected to extreme distortion via the medium of the pictorial material.
From the 1950s onwards, Eduardo Chillida produced a body of sculptural work characterized by a reduction in cubic volume. Drawing also formed a key part of his sculptural investigations. In the piece titled Gravitation, which is on display here until September 2020, he has cut, superimposed, and hung two sheets of extremely thick paper, thereby creating a remarkable sensation of depth.
Towards the end of the 1950s, Manolo Millares began to fill his artworks with fragments of fabric, which he stuck onto ripped and worn canvases that he sometimes then repaired with string. The two paintings on display here are excellent examples of this approach. The poverty of the materials, the irregularity of the textures, the splashes of matter, and the use of black all combine to generate the characteristic sense of tension that emanates from Millares's work.